limit for fiscal year 2023. By order of the Catskill Town Board, Elizabeth Izzo, Town Clerk.
Okay, thank you, Liz. And that again, for those that are out listening on the radio or having it recorded, we're here to have a public hearing to override the tax cap for the tax year 2023. Again, there's nobody in town hall willing to have comments from, so I guess if any of the board members have any comments on the tax cap override. So, but nobody in the building to ask questions of us. I guess we're going to need a motion to close the public hearing to override the tax cap. Motion by Patrick, seconded by Jerry. All those in favor?
Aye.
Those against? Motion so carried. So we got many resolutions. I'll just start with the one that we have on the top here, I guess, to start with. So it's a residential installation waiver. Whereas the town board wishes to have residential property applications for ground-mounted solar systems, a solar energy system anchored to the ground and attached to a pole or other mounting systems, and roof-mounted solar and photovoltaic systems and electric generating solar panels mounted on a roof for both the requirement of performance and surety bonds as part of the decommissioning plan and performance guarantee. Whereas the definition of residential properties, this exemption will apply to our single family properties 210, two family properties 220, and three family properties 230. And whereas the exception of residential ground mounted solar systems and rooftop solar systems does not affect, impair, or violate any provisions of Chapter 134 of the Solar Energy Systems Code of the Town of Catskill, except as stated. So therefore, we, the Catskill Town Board, hereby waive the need for performance surety bonds for residential property applications as defined above for ground-mounted solar systems and rooftop solar systems. If there are any concerns or topics? Go ahead,
Jerry. I'm listening to the ground mounted. Because basically, so what they're saying here is a ground-mounted system that's going to generate enough electricity for three units for a three-family house is fairly large.
I think if they go over 20 kilowatts, though, don't they still have to go?
Well, yeah, that's part of the code.
That's part of the code. So if they start getting larger than that, well, no, is the one where that, you know, that there's some under consideration. I think they're slightly over that, and that's why this.
Yeah, but my issue with the ground mounted, there should be a decommissioning plan compared to the roof mounted. But there should also be different safety measures for the ground mounted because they're on the ground. So if I'm putting, okay, my roof is only this big, on the ground, say I have 2 acres of property, I could put five rows of solar panels.
No,
that's true.
Yeah. And I can also want a roof.
Enough to generate for a three-unit house. Yeah.
And the same would be on if you had a three-family home, then the roof would be as large as that as well, and you'd have the same thing on yours.
If it's a vertical complex versus a horizontal complex,
it's good. Either way, it's a possibility. You can go either way.
Versus if I have a three-unit side-by-side, like a townhouse three-unit, and I put up enough ground-mounted solar that goes.
Yeah, but I think this is a three-family residential.
It's all residential.
Right. A three-family townhouse, that's not residential, that's rental. It's not owned by the same person. Those three townhouses aren't owned by the same person, so that's
right.
That doesn't apply.
Well, condos, three.
Right. It's a three-family home.
No, just my whole point is
it's a single loan.
You could put a lot more ground solar in than you could put roof mounted, depending, because.
No. Any other further discussion on it? I mean, we want to make any changes?
Well, as long as the 20 kill the 20.
Well, I think
we're limiting it to 20 for residential, so.
Well, no, this I think that, you know, these things, if they're a little bit over, go in front of the planning board. So,
your code only has commercial or
residential.
But
Well, anything over 20.
Your code only has small scale or large scale.
Right.
There's no mention of commercial.
Commercial or,
there's
right.
They're thinking large scale is commercial, but there's no mention of residential in your code. So it's the kilowatt. So it's under 20 or over 25.
Right. Anything under 20 is an automatic go. Anything over 20 goes.
I think, yes. Mm.
Regardless if it's a residential.
Yeah, as long as there's a
well, what they're saying is
it's only 16 rows.
We're only, well, they can't, because it's only going to be what they can produce that's adequate up to three families. They can't.
Right.
It's not it's like
you can't
produce.
You can't
only
produce
a portion
of
that.
You can only produce up to 80 or 85%.
I mean, if you're uncomfortable with it, really, I mean, I'm comfortable saying it, I think, because these are going to be smaller lots, they're not going to be solar farms, and regardless if it's for three families or not, it's not going to be as super absorbent to get rid of. And I think the other side here, I think, is another point is if it's a commercial thing that's out in a 100-acre field, it might not care so much. But if it's in somebody's backyard, they've got a three-family home there, and they don't decommission it, and we give them the violation notice, and we take care of it for them, that particular can be living back on their taxes. So I don't think they're going to lose that property.
Does the zoning have anything lot size, how many solar panels you can have for X amount of square foot lot?
Well, the setbacks are in there pretty good.
Yeah, I saw the setbacks. I can't remember if there was...
How much of the property you can use. It's backyard or so much off the side of the front, and no solar ground on the front of that.
Yeah, the front, right.
But again, about the density of the lot, I'm not sure. I mean, if you're not comfortable with it, I guess you can drop the three, but I mean, this was recommended and, came through our town attorney that helped draft this resolution.
But a three-family house would be commercial rental,
right? It's commercial use. Unless it's, if you're renting three family houses, it's all family members, I would guess, more than likely it would be more commercial. But it's not walls, it's residential use. And so three family would still, even though if it was an LLC, it would still be a residential use. So what's the pleasure? We want to get a motion to do it as is?
Yeah.
Right, let's get a motion.
Motion.
Motion by Paul. Need a second?
Second.
Second by Dawn.
I'm sorry, I was laughing because who decides what the front of the house is? What if the front of your house faces the woods? Your backyard is facing the road. You can put your solar panels there?
Okay.
I have to watch the language.
Well, it might be clear. I mean, I'm assuming
the front of the house is the front of the house, I believe, rectified is the side of the building that's facing the road.
The curb.
Even if it's the back.
Even if it's the back. That's
right. So we got a motion.
As long as it's defined that way.
I'm pretty sure that's how it's worded.
Yes. All right, so we got a motion. All those in favor, second. If I go, all those in favor, those against, motion so carried. Thank you. Right, my neighbor's in that. Well, he was on the old Carroll Junction in the front, but now the real Carroll Junction is his backyard, so he doesn't have a front. So it's kind of stuck.
He's got two fronts.
Okay, next one, we've got adoption of local law number 2, whereas the town board held a public hearing on Wednesday, October 19th, to hear comments and concerns regarding local law number 2 of 2022, override the tax levy limit for fiscal year 2023. And whereas everyone who wished to be heard was so, therefore the Catskill Town Board hereby adopts local law number 2 of 2022, overriding the tax levy limit for the fiscal year 2023. Any discussion? Motions?
Motion
by Jared. Seconded by Dorn. All those in favor?
Aye.
Those against? Motion so carried. Next resolution we have, seasonal labor at the highway department. So here we go. So presented is this, whereas the highway superintendent would like to hire a winter seasonal labor, and whereas Tom Dangler has applied for the said position, and whereas highway superintendent recommends that the town board to hire Dangler to said position, so therefore the town council board hereby approve the hiring of Tom Dangler as a winter seasonal labor pending pre-employment screening effective October 19th, 2022 at the rate of $25.
I make that motion.
I'll second it.
I'll second it. No way.
So he's just doing plowing.
He's
going to
be a
seasonal.
No, it's just seasonal for plowing.
Yep, he's going to be Jupiter's wingman.
Right. So we got all those in favor?
Aye.
Those against? Motion so carried.
It doesn't specify that, though. It just says winter seasonal.
In the contract, it says wingman, though, that you're going to be a $25 wing.
I know, but that's what it's written in the resolution, too, but wingman, not winter seasonal. But he's hired winter seasonal, at seasonal.
You want to pick that conversation up?
I know we...
All right, listen.
That's all.
Next one, schedule a public hearing to change the code of town of Catskill. Whereas the town board wishes to schedule a public hearing for local law 3/2022, amend the code of the town of Catskill zoning chapter 160-17A, adding public utilities as a special permit in the industrial zone. So therefore, we, the town of Catskill board, hereby schedule a public hearing of local law 3/2022 on November 16th, 2022 at 6:30 at town hall.
Motion.
Motion by Paul, second by Jared. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Those against? Motion so carried. So it makes up for the last meeting. The last meeting, we don't think we had a resolution.
Okay.
Okay, that was conveyance of property, pump station needs. Whereas the IDA has prepared the deed for the conveyance of property, whereas the pump station is in deeds to the town of Catskill, so therefore, the town of Catskill accepts the conveyance of the pump station from the IDA parcel ID 138-15-1-14. So that's the land by Carlson. They got that land square. So we're ready to go with that. Motion by Jared.
Second.
Second by Paul. All those in favor?
Aye.
Those against? Motion so carried. The JCAP grant, this is coming from Judge Jacobs, whereas the town of Catskill Justice wished to apply for a grant through the Office of State Court Administration, and whereas the justices need authorization resolutions to apply for this grant, so therefore to be the town of Catskill Board hereby authorize the Village of Catskill Justice Court to apply for a grant for this New York State Court Administration.
Motion
by Paul.
Sir.
Second by Jared. All those in favor?
Aye.
Those against? Motion so carried. Okay, next one we got is from George June, whereas there's an unfilled paramedic position, but I want to really clarify that that's a part-time position. But I mean, this is definitely a part-time position, right? I mean, that's got to be, I want that to be clarified.
That's what, George said. That's why there's no, he's going to remain as the interim or intermittent
person. Right, he picks up
a shift here and there. Right, it's just his title is changing.
Right.
Not anything else.
Right.
That's what George said.
I think it's maybe in the resolution we should put down as part, you know, as a paramedic position, part time. I think that's important. So because when you look at these resolutions down the road, is it really a way of knowing if we're hiring a full-time or a part-time employee?
It usually says full-time or part-time. Okay. If it is a full-time or part-time employee.
It says at the top it's a change in employment status. So he's already employed, we're just changing his status.
He's employed as a part-time employee.
Intermittent, actually.
Is it right? Exactly. And I want that to be clarified.
Okay.
For sure.
So then we push it off then next week.
So just add intermittent.
Intermittent part-time. Because I believe Justin works in other rescue squads. I don't know where he works anymore, to be honest with you. But again.
So it's basically whereas there's an unfilled part-time intermittent paramedic position in the ambulance department. And that's what we're changing. Whereas George Jr. ambulance administrator wishes to promote Justin Ball from EMT paramedic as his credential as a paramedic.
Sounds good. And then whereas the Castle Town Board hereby makes the employee status to Justin Ball to EMT part-time effective on October 17th, 2022.
Motion.
Motion by Jared, second. I'll second that, I guess. And then all those in favor?
Aye.
All right, those against? Motion so carried. Because I believe now he's either an advanced EMT or an EMT. And he's been working at Okay, next one we got. Whether the site should purchase an ambulance. Here we go. So, let's see, where is it? 2016?
2016.
Not a 2106.
Yeah, sorry about that.
I read dates every once in a while.
Liz, you're pushing us into the future. We're 136 years into the future.
Right. So we're going to look at the 2016 AM, Chevrolet ambulance 17-2 leads. It's a 73-3 was involved in an accident and was declared a total loss, and whereas a proposal was received from Northeastern Rescue Vehicles, a 2022 Crestline CCL 150 Type 3 Chevrolet 3500 gas chassis stock, G22C-2625, in the amount of $176,350. So there, the town of Castle approved the purchase of this ambulance, above the ambulance, and the quote, and the total cost of $176,350.
Motion.
And that's under an emergency purchase because of the accident. So maybe we should clarify that.
Yep, I'll put that in.
So we're buying that as the accident. So we got a motion by Paul, second.
Second
by Dawn. All those in favor?
Aye.
And those against? Motion so carried. Just to clarify that a little bit, and that, you know, for the public or for the record, whatever our checks back from the insurance company, Liz, I think the plan is here to, or the plan is to buy the balance out under the ARPA funds. So we're not going to bond, and then we'll actually own this new ambulance outright. Correct?
Yep, go ahead.
Yeah, so that worked. And I don't know the number off the top of my head, but that's going to be, but I thought it was like 136, 137 possibly. American Rescue Plan. Here we go. That's what we got. So whereas the Green County Legislature has instituted a program granting up to $100,000 from ARPA funds to be received by each municipality in Green County for qualified projects, and whereas the town of Castle has submitted to the county a project for upgrades to the Robert C. Antonelli Senior Center, and whereas the town of Castle has submitted two projects in the amount of $15,196.10, whereas the town of Castle has received a proposal for the installation of flooring at the Robert C. Antonelli Senior Center in the amount of $70,653.14, and whereas the town of Castle will spend the remainder of the money's $14,150.70 on projects related to the maintenance and care of the senior center, as outlined in the letter to the county administrator. So there we put the town of Castle Board. Hereby accept the grant from the Castle Green County Legislature to utilize the ARPA grants for the purposes of financing upgrades to the Robert C. Antonelli Senior Center, and request disbursement of the remainder of the grant monies totaling $85,849.30.
Motion.
Second.
Second by one. All those in favor?
Aye.
Those against? Motion so carried. So we got the samples here for everything. So in a couple of days, we'll have bigger samples, and then we pick it out and we order. And I guess while we're talking on the other, we got the siding, or Upstate Companies was here today, so they dropped off samples for the record, and we're going to look at windows, siding. Windows could be anywhere from 4, depending on what company, to maybe 6 weeks to get the windows in. So the plan is for Upstate to start our project 2 weeks before the expected arrival of the windows. So as they take off the, you know, the siding, and then they'll put up some of the 1-inch foam insulation they'll have, so they'll, and then hopefully the windows come at that time, and they just keep progressing. But they'll have the quite done for sure. That's the plan now. I mean, I'm not saying, you know, depends on the weather, but parking is, we'll have to work something out with parking, because they'll probably have to roll off and such like that out here in the, in our parking lot. So, but I told them all that would be fine, and maybe an equipment trailer and so forth. But that's just a brief update of it. So that project is going. It's going.
Motion to end.
Wait.
Well, we got another. Do we have to end the regular meeting? Yeah, we got the landmark. You didn't have that motion
for you to, yeah. Well, that was at the end of the email, yeah. For you, just to authorize your
to
sign.
So just to authorize us to get into a contract with Landmark Flooring Concepts out of Albany for the flooring. And so that way I have authorization to sign the contract, and that contract totals $70,653.14.
Did we add the trim?
The trim code is on that. I mean, if we had to do a minor upgrade to that, we can. But the trim, I spoke with them, this morning, and we talked about that. We wanted to look, and he's... Michael's a fellow's name. He's still recommending that we go with a Cove
come down and be a little tighter for waterproofing or, you know, some things. He just thinks it's finishing, will finish off better even with a coat. But having said that, there's like 40 different colors and styles. And so
when you pick out the color
for you, like, you might be able to get something that is very close and you're not even going to notice that it's down. Or if you want the wood, you can definitely do that. It's more of a like a quarter inch PVC.
It's
more of a PVC and it would look more like wood.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's still an option if we want to do it.
See what it looks like.
He's going to bring it there. So
motion to sign the contract.
Motion to enter a contract with Landmark Flooring Concept for the Robert C. Antonelli Senior Center. All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Those against? Motion so carried. I think we have a second on that, didn't we?
Mm-hmm.
All
right. Patrick.
You want this to happen?
I can print out another one.
Okay.
What are we going to talk about the short-term rental?
Short-term rentals we can talk about. We got an email from Matt Carlisle on this, like just setting the intent for the town board to set the fees because he has a list of certain residents that want to have their inspections. And I guess I would recommend going off the same fees at the village end, like 500. Did you see that on the village, what their rules are? I mean, when they listed, I think it's 200. But I think that's probably where we should be as well. I mean, the village has got it, even at that rate, because they don't have to travel so far to go to these sites. I mean, everything's right here within a couple of miles. We can be traveling to, you know, the different hamlets in town. I mean, is any conversation on the fees?
Or? Should we split it single unit versus multi-unit?
Yeah, right, because you could have four units in one house and you're only paying $375.
No, it's $500 and then it's $200 per unit in the village. We call it.
So what Matt has here is the permit fee is $375 per unit.
Yeah.
So it's per unit. So if you have $500, it's gonna be $2,000 for four units.
Well, it says unit. It should say per unit.
It does.
No, it doesn't. It says unit.
I'm looking here. What he sent us.
This is what he
says. Bullet point: the permit fee is $375 per unit.
Per unit.
You look up one.
Okay, but and the other one says $375 a unit.
Yeah.
Well, the slash is per unit.
Is $375, but that has changed. So the permit fee is $375 per unit in the village under D, provided for the check. So each unit is $375 for the permit. And then in H, permit fee is $500 per unit for initial permit and then $200 for renewal. So I think in the village, I think they got a conflict. You know, they probably got a typo where they didn't upgrade it in D versus H. They did.
H is $500
per unit for initial permit, and then each unit on a renewal is $200. I mean, I'm okay with that.
Yeah, I am too. That's fine. And then is he going to subscribe to a service to tell them exactly where all these are so he can
be honest? Well, right now, I think we know where enough are. That I think if we get through them, I think right now, I think he's got enough people that are actually coming to hit. Coming to the town Catskill code office and asking for that.
Yeah, but here's the thing, right? If you subscribe to a service, they're going to tell you exactly where everyone is, and you start off and you mail them all a letter with the application. And then you know you're getting every one.
Right. We can go down. I mean, I just don't know if we got the manpower. I mean, we got to over the winter. I mean, but again, it's the workload and employee availability.
Well, would Mr. Kavianowski be willing to? He's already looking at, you know, properties in the town.
What is Matt actually going there for? They have to come here to fill the application out.
Yeah, things are
right. But then you got to go out and inspect it to make sure it meets all the criteria in the application. Do they have fire escapes? Do they have, you know, access? Do they have fire extinguishers? What's the wood stove look? What's the, you know, front yard look like?
I just,
all that stuff.
That's a lot of money. Considering if someone has a four-unit hotel, they don't have half the expenses that...
Well, I get what you're saying. I can tell you, like, the guys come in today, they want to know, where's the lodging when this, because they're out of near Sydney, New York, which is half, you know, quite big hotel area. And they said, where's the closest hotel? So, well, maybe you better Grand Hatch and this and that. So, you know, to be honest with you, most of my guys go online now. They're in a house with four bedrooms, and they'll all stay at a house.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's changing.
$500 a year.
It's just so it's a change. I mean, and that's right. It's.
Well, it depends on what you're doing. If I rent one bedroom out in my house while living there, I'll have to rent that room out five times just to pay for a year. So that would be five.
Yeah, sure. Well, you're in the Airbnb business. You're renting it out 5 out of 7 days.
They get 200. They get 200 on a night.
Weekends.
Okay.
I think the other side.
So they're getting a minimum of $200 a night.
Exactly.
I stayed at one if it was only $69 a night. Yeah. Around this, but
yeah.
The other thing, I do too much research at times, but another, and I don't think it's in our code right now, but something we may want to look at is a one time. You know, in other words, like if you have a family, you know, it's like the, if it's the track and you're renting a house out for one special event, that you can come in and get one, you know, fill out the application and get an exemption.
Well, does that qualify even under definition of short-term rental? One-time rental may not. What does our code say would define short-term rental? Is it multiple times renting it, or is it one time?
I think any time you rent it less than a month. So it goes that you're not renting month-to-month a place. So if you rent it for a week, it's a short-term rental. If you rent it for 34 days, it's not a short-term rental. Okay, anyway, let's get the fees wrapped up. Any further? I mean, I'm okay with the pricing on the fees. I mean, the village obviously feels
good. So that's only $200 a year after that.
Right.
So 500.
$200 a year for you.
500 initial, 200 at the year after.
Okay.
That's correct.
I think that's a little. Personally, I think that's a lot.
Not really.
Because some of these people are doing this as their only source of income. They're renting out.
Yeah, I think I feel like everybody's sitting here thinking about everybody who's coming here, the Mega Millions, and
renting the expensive
village apartments and renting them for big money from. And there's a lot of people, I think, who are just trying to scrape by, especially right now. I don't know any of them. I know a lot of people that are building.
I know, without
permits.
I mean, most people are doing well with the Airbnb, and
right.
One dwelling sold in Catskill over the summer.
And they're going to figure out the $500 number of times they rent it.
$36,000.
Versus not renting.
So, you know, it's not just called Airbnb, it's vacation homes. By owner.
It's VRBO, it's
vacation rentals.
I'm okay with it. I mean, they're making money,
yep.
And you know that's just the way. I think we'll see what happens.
Cost of business,
the cost of business. I think it's fine. Need a motion.
Motion
by Paul.
Second.
Second by Patrick. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Those against?
Aye.
Motion so carried, 4-1. We do have one. Do we have to really close this down to continue with the budget, or we can just keep this?
No, you can just keep going.
We do have one or two. Executive session, but I don't know. Yeah, Kier's been here for all that stuff. So we'll get this. We'll go through the budget for a while. We'll just finish with the executive session. All right. So let's put some of this back, and we'll start looking at the highway. Cut, and cut more.
Oh.
use it.
I'll set up his email and call him.
He uses it for email.
He occasionally answers it for his number.
The second is so. So all these are figured at 3%, Kirsten?
Mm-hmm.
So I guess those are pretty straightforward. Yeah. And the other figure one we got to really finalize, probably got to be, is the insurance. Okay. So we'll go down that page, actually, then, right? It's all insurance.
I think he needs more than another extra $5,000 for the motor fuel.
No, he does.
Well, he's got 2 lines of fuel, lawyer and stuff. So he's got a total of $55,000.
Right, so 2/3 of you, that's a summary of about 5,000 on motor fuel.
If you have more for it.
What's he at now?
Right now he's at 20,400, and it's around the time when I switched to winter.
And it's normally at the end of this month, right? The end of this month?
Yeah.
Okay.
I have one more thing of bills to pay.
General tools and all that stuff, we're okay with that.
So just so everybody's aware, kerosene is at $7.60 a gallon, and we're going to mixed fuel here shortly. So
yeah,
we're going to be in the 6+ a gallon.
So last year, like 350.
Yeah.
So we could double the number on pile.
With
that, can we have people shut? You know, or what are we looking at as an energy conservation thing? Do we shut vehicles off? I mean, what are we, is there anything like that?
They increased it 15,000.
Yeah.
He increased it 15?
In total.
Yeah, 10 for winter and 5 for summer.
Okay.
General supplies, tools, what do we do? That stay the same?
Tools.
And where are we up at? We are that way over 5,000, 5,500 now? I should. Yes.
So that covers the rental of the street sweeper, doesn't it?
Street sweeper, we probably got to go out and like when we fix Pennsylvania Avenue, we need an excavator and things of that nature.
Yeah.
We'll leave that with Mark Paul says, okay. What else we got? Wood maintenance, wood material supplies, is about 5,000 there.
There's 150 road maintenance.
What's in there to the road maintenance and supplies? Are there chips comes in and out or not?
Road materials and supplies?
Yes.
That's all his, it's all packed on. A lot of
them. Reimbursable through chips, or that's just
no.
That's just that.
What's he spent? How much so far?
Right now he's at 137.
Yeah, leave it.
137 now. You gotta leave it.
And how much do people?
150. Mm-hmm. I mean, you could spend into what you have there, I guess, is what you're at.
Yeah.
Uniforms, I guess, Gerard's not going up on those. I mean, we had 6 and 80. We probably got it covered. Probably 6,000 looks okay.
Yeah, we're at 3,006 right now. Just
okay. The share of the accounting services will be the same at 13,333. And we're splitting the HR for Pat with Ronnie apparently here.
Yeah, we do 1/3, 2/3.
Screening, I think we're okay there. Payroll has a pretty static number there. Chips is pretty good. Machinery. Let's see what that's all about.
That's the new 140.
Yeah, we're all setting that, so 147. So we probably couldn't do that alone. 147, say it's 150, so it's 40. So he'll still have his 50, he'll have 52.5 in it. What's he spending there, you know, through the year now, Kirsten, on machinery equipment?
He's at 38.7.
38, so that's good. Stay the same. Okay.
This truck.
I mean, ideally, I'm very comfortable with the excavator doing this 147, and that might be a little high, and then there's another 20,000 figuring in a trailer to tow the excavator.
Yeah, the trailer.
But if we're doing that, I mean, I guess we probably should fund that number, but it, I mean, maybe the conversation is, do we really need to spend into the 5,200? I mean, on the highway, I mean, what's next up there? Anybody got, I mean, again, I'm not an expert out there, but is it?
As far as equipment goes?
Yes. Because, I mean, I'm getting a little whisper from maybe a roller. I mean, I don't know if that's something that I mean, this would be fun.
A bowler, you're talking 16, 20,000.
It's not $8. Right, right. Well, 16, 20,000, but again, I'm saying the expectation is probably to buy that. So we're going to buy an excavator.
I don't think you're buying a roller.
No, this year. Okay, good. I mean, if we need it, I'm just saying, because we're going to do front balance and stuff, I guess I like to buy one thing at a time. It's just out of space it out a little, but I don't want to make it, you know what I'm saying?
So the excavator's for 2023?
Yes. Yeah. And Pearson, that's true, even though we're not going to finance it.
We should be
bringing that in until 2023.
Because
don't take possession. I don't want that thing in
between.
He loves the trucks.
You're gonna use an excavator for everything once you start using it.
Right? Ditching.
Yeah, ditching's the main thing. A lot of our roads need ditching, which is kind of hard to do with a backhoe.
Right. No, I'm not. I'm just saying.
But we're gonna use it all the time to load some his salt.
Yeah. And the trucks during the winter.
It's got a loader for that.
They use the loader for the mixed up. The salt is for the load trucks. Or the backhoe they use for the load trucks. The loader, the bigger bucket, so you don't waste it.
I mean, I don't mind funding the line. It's hard to unfund the line and then get it back down the road, but I think we just got to be, you know, a little conversation on what we plan on doing. You know, I mean, I think we're... If we're going to drop $147,000 in equipment, I don't mind funding it because if you can keep it in reserve for the next piece of equipment or, again, emergencies, I'm okay with that on that side of the fence, but I just really want to have an idea. Repair and maintenance, we're...
We're at $29,000.
I mean, should we really bring that back like, to where it was instead of increasing that by $5,000? That's just equipment, or is that built into buildings as well, Kirsten?
That's all like a lot of miscellaneous smaller stuff.
Like brakes,
parts,
and things of that nature.
Allegiance trucks, yeah.
Personally, I bring that back to the 40,000 instead of 45. No, right here. Especially in the type of year that we're in. So.
Change it before?
Change it.
Yeah, and that would just no change. He maintained everything he had. And I think that's fair. As long as everybody else feels the same way. I don't need one person here, that's fair. Okay. Again, the snow removal personnel, that's one third of the year. And that
goes to 152 increase on the forest plants.
It's got that 147 in it.
Then with 147, that's a total. That's a combination of all of that. This brings it all the way down. It's all. We're up to still on page 47.
Yeah.
But that brings it. That just is a subtotal. All right, total
48. It's all contractual.
48 contractual. We okay with the motor fuel? We raised that, so it's 15,000 total. Road materials and supplies, that means.
Well, this is
for snow removal, right? That's for salt.
This is salt, and the price for salt has gone up.
Yeah. What are we having here today on that Pearson?
77.7.
Okay. And I did speak with Sean, he's going to load up everything you can add this year's budget too. He did that. And so we got a little room in there. We don't know what we're going to bring, so I think we got to fund that and leave that where it is. Everybody okay with that? Bring the room on us. Retirement, disability, and all that stuff is just the way that it is, right? Yeah. For now. ARPA stays the same. Unallocated debts, right here, so everything's good at 32,000. We're looking at that. Okay, DD revenue.
What did we sell?
We sold the backhoe or the old one. We sold
it was for the year before, for 20, or for this
program. Well, we had silver, I mean, what's the other machine that's, that we got there?
Grade salt machine.
No, that's the one?
Yeah.
So there's nothing out there for sale?
No.
Yes.
Is that zero?
Zero.
Can we find something to sell for $30,000?
So the other one? Oh, no, that's right, that was a shirt, right? Yeah, well, so the, I'm jumping in.
What did we sell for 55? We must have sold quite a bit.
We sold this truck, this truck to the ambulance, right? The old ambulance.
Oh, the old ambulance.
Well, is there a truck? I mean, I haven't heard any truck, any got a truck or anything like that, right?
No, this year, no.
Okay.
No, you just bought it.
Right, but I
don't know. This race has got a new truck.
What?
Just bought it.
He rotates that usually every time.
Anybody else?
Okay. We have not there for sale, so unfortunately, we probably have to take $30,000 out here, right?
That's should be sure, man.
Unless anybody could brainstorm and find what we're going to sell for $30,000.
325 acres or
$5.
Let's take it out. Let's see if anybody, right? No, no ideas, Patrick, on
$30,000? No.
We're going to have to take $30,000 out of it.
Yeah, but chips should be up higher than 340. Because if he was 445 in 2021, in 2022...
That's just in and out. It's a, you know, whatever he puts down at the bottom...
So what I'm saying, though, is... So for 2022, where we budgeted for 340, but they reinstated everything plus...
Plus pop.
Plus, right. Plus pop. So he should be back up to that 445 number at some point. That's what he got in 2021, is what he should be getting in 2022 and 2023. Plus another 15 or 20 for the pavement potholes.
You can put any number in there, and then we just counter it, and that.
Where's it counter?
The chips line on page
46. 47.
Chips
in 21 was 466.53. We adopted 340.
He's got 340, so like then
we don't know what our actual is.
So it's not going to have any effect on the budget. Because if you're going to spend it in chips, then we're going to, you know, then I say we're going to raise up the expense on 340 on the other page. So it's going to wash. It's not going to have any effect on our levy.
So here's the thing with chips, though. Sean is never going to spend $340,000 at once, right? So if he does two roads for $150,000, we get that money back because now you can submit quarterly. We get that money back from the state. Right now it's 100% that goes back in here. So I don't know if we actually need $340,000 in there. Because it's also
the expense side.
But he can roll over, though.
He can roll over,
hopefully,
yeah.
And then hopefully he spends some of that rolls over from the previous year.
Right, but you're also limited on your jobs, too. So anything between $100,000 and $300,000, we can do in-house. Anything over $300,000, you have to put up a bid.
All right, so hear me out. If he's being allocated $445,000,
yep.
Right, and he's only spending $200,000, he should be spending another $245,000 on a piece of equipment.
You can, yeah.
He spent $370 this year. We've already gotten it back.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, $370.
There's no sense of giving money back.
No. That's, you know, and when you brought up the roller, we can buy with chips.
You can buy the excavator with chips.
Up to a certain amount, we have to try out the method. Yeah.
So that you use for paving.
Yeah.
Well, it's used for road maintenance.
Yeah, road maintenance.
Right.
Exactly. Well,
we've changed things back and forth as far as buying equipment. Yeah, but I mean, if our roads are in bad shape, then we should be laying down the blacktop that we get allotted. I mean, I hear there's a few roads, you know, that are bad. You know,
the point is, there's only so many hours in the day, only so many guys.
It's a zero.
So many guys. Every guy has to get
it's a good
guy.
Job's done. It's a zero.
This is a short road. I mean, they could probably do it in house, but again, if they still have the manpower to do it.
Right. Well, the point is, I mean, we're probably eligible for probably $500,000 in chips with all the extra money they added and this paper pothole line.
So you're saying you want to raise the revenue over up over 340 and keep the expense down?
No, because you have to spend it to get it, don't you?
You do.
Yeah, he can in turn and use some of that money to pay for that escalator.
Mm-hmm. Right, but the expense is still going to be, it's still a 0-0 net.
But you can decrease some of that money for that escalator. Is the point.
And bring more of that revenue over to here. I mean, is that kind of making a little logic here, Tim, or not really?
Yeah, if he's saying CHIPS would cover some of the excavator.
Right, so we could increase the revenue over that 340, because then we could reimburse.
Or just decrease the cost, that out of that line, the 199.5, decrease that by however much you think CHIPS is going to pay.
Without Sean being here, though,
We should have gotten a letter from him.
I don't know if that's a good, I would like to, it's his department here.
But where's Torch?
He's coming to the public hearing.
The one we have?
No. I mean, when we present the budget. Good, Patrick.
He should have gotten a letter.
I have the first one.
Yes.
Assuming he's going to be here to help towards the end.
He's on a cruise.
No, I was assuming our account was going to be here to help towards the end.
So what are we thinking of the excavator?
Yeah.
I mean, what we can do is take the
30,000. You got to keep it for at least 5 years. He's going to keep it for more than 5 years.
So what we can do is take the $30,000 that we lost in sale of equipment and at least roll that $30,000 down into make that 370. To counteract that. At least we got $30,000.
Right.
But you can take
I think Kirsten's more comfortable reducing the price of the excavator than she is increasing the revenue side.
I mean,
it's the same thing.
Yes, mm-hmm. No, it's up to
$165,000. I think it looks better when you have CHIPS in and out.
Right, but so we're only
saying you can go up to
$267,000. Yeah. I mean,
because what would happen is when I do it in here, I would put like say 147, and we were taking 47,000 from CHIPS. I would only take 100 out of this line, and then I would take 47,000 out of the CHIPS expense line.
Right, until we get reimbursed, and then you put it back.
No, it doesn't go. It just is. Up and bottom. So,
yeah, it's just a pass-through. Right.
So our expense line for this would just decrease down to, we would take 47,000 out of it, or however much you're going to ask out of CHIPS.
It'd be nice to know when we actually are getting in CHIPS.
You get 27,000 per roll.
Sean probably knows that number, because you get the list. I mean, they're easy, you get that number.
Yeah. Well, there's a list on it.
The CHIPS.
It'll tell you the CHIPS agreement that the town has. Every town, it tells you your CHIPS amount, and then it tells you your extreme weather, and...
We can lower the 199 if you think that's the way to go by 30,000, but then we're really committing to Sean and do something,
Yeah, I mean, ultimately, if he wants to use CHIPS, it's his decision, not ours.
Right, and I don't know if he's fond of using CHIPS for equipment. Having said the 284 agreement, though, we should have a say on where the roads are getting done, too.
Yep. But if we're using all that money,
then it's a no-brainer. If we're not putting it in our roads, then we should be definitely buying in a piece of equipment to get some help with it.
Well, he's already used a 370 during the day.
But again, you might want to use that
370.
Maybe his idea is to buy a road. I hear the rollers getting old and starting to get parts for it, if that's true. Is that somewhat old, Patrick, that piece of equipment?
Yeah, it's not really used much, so.
Yeah, they don't even use contracts most of the time.
Except for the shorter streets.
Mm-hmm. There's not too many ones we don't contract anymore.
I agree.
Well, they use the roller for patching, too.
Yeah, we roll the baseball field with it.
What's the right way to go with your stuff? What do you think?
I don't know if Sean's going to be comfortable or not. Spending When does he
get that? We never bought that before, that, right? We've never bought equipment with chips.
No.
But that doesn't mean we shouldn't expect.
Well, we meant those places that buy all their plow trucks with chips.
Exactly. I mean, sometimes we're foolish if we didn't
at least them through chips.
So you would be inclined to reduce to the $199.5. Do you think that's a safer bet?
Mm-hmm. If Sean's okay with it.
Right.
But once he back?
Well, we can get an answer to that until the time.
When's the festival?
November 11th.
Yeah, so he's not back until the 10th.
I mean, I don't know if he's available by phone. I mean, the other thing is we still got that equipment line.
Paul Patrick, to get entrance full.
We still got that equipment line up there, the 52, so we needed to, we can still tap into that if we didn't want to use it.
So it's October, right?
Mm-hmm.
Next month is November, December, you got 2 more months.
Mm-hmm.
Not doing any more paving.
No.
So
he's at 337.
Town of Catskills rollover balance is 58,56.98.
For chips?
Our apportionment is 248,660.22. So our total is 254,517.
254?
That's the 20. That was the September 20th payment.
What about extreme weather?
It's difficult to look at these little.
I know it's a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
But if he's rolled over 58,000.
I mean, 30,000 is not going to make the big difference out on the street.
No.
Either way.
Well, that's why the way I've explained it is we're reducing it by 30,000 to cover the lack of sale of equipment.
Right.
Okay.
So let's reduce the 199 to
169.5.
169.5. He still has enough for the excavator without chips.
Okay.
Do that, take 30,000
and then that
guy kind of has. I am not comfortable doing that without Sean.
He's not here, so there's no
I
don't.
Way.
I'm just making
it. He could be okay with it. You should have said Charlie. The 30, we could still, if we had to do that, because we still got the 52 in the equipment line, if he's not comfortable, you can take it out of that line that we're looking to conserve with.
Yeah.
You know, right? I think that's.
Basically, we're taking the 52 to 22.
Correct. You can say whatever you want at the line, but somewhere along $30,000 is moved,
right?
No matter what, doesn't matter where the line's coming out of.
The money's still there for the excavator, there's just no money for any additional equipment purchases.
Unless he wants to take that out of
chips.
That's a fair statement, right?
There you go.
You want more equipment that year? Take it out of chips.
You got that question?
Yeah.
I'm not super weak on chips, but I haven't really dived into that. Okay, next page 51. That's reserved on the LS
today. I think is this our last payment or we have one more?
No.
This one and next year, right?
There's two payments left, right?
Two more on the annuals, I believe.
On this, which of what line are we looking at?
We're looking at
97.30.61.
61 annuals.
That's just there. There's nothing.
That's there.
Yeah.
It's just never come out.
We've been using
that's not an actual vehicle. That's just.
No, we've been using that to pay them off early.
That's what it is.
So are we reserving that for an ambulance fund? So we just keep.
I ask every year. I've been told no every year. So I ask.
I mean, if we're not doing it, using it for what we should be, we should.
I mean, I think it's a good thing to have in there. But
like this year, it's a good thing to have
because
if we have
doing,
extra money to put in the new ambulance, it can. We've
it's
got
really.
That.
Excuse me, I'm sorry, Christian.
That'll probably cover the new ambulance.
Yeah, we've got. If I don't. You said you might use ARPA money, but that would be like a 15 there. I think he still has 15 in his equipment, maybe. So that's 30,000.
If we're taxing for 15,000, then we should be reserving for something.
Yeah, we can reserve it each year. I just
If we're not reserving it, just really, it's just going back into the general fund, just dropping back down the fund balance.
Right.
And it's covering a potential shortfall somewhere else. So, I'm okay with leaving it there, but I think that if we're not spending that, we should start to be having that as a down payment for some other.
Right. He's got 15 in his.
Not all of the things. I mean, we got a short term debt ambulance, so if we don't have that debt, I think we should keep it towards ambulance. I mean, George.
Or you can move that 15 over to his equipment, up his equipment line to 30, and keep it all in actual equipment line and reserve, so it's not looking like it's debt line anymore.
Yeah.
As long as George knows that we're anticipating that we're increasing.
Yeah, right. It's not
a spendable.
Yeah.
That's the movement.
Yeah, people like to go shopping when
they got it in their mind. It's a shopping ticket. Yeah.
This is moving in the door.
We'll leave it there, but then we got to move it. We got to know what's there. No.
What?
Can we just make it a reserve account?
Make it a reserve here?
Yeah.
Like an ambulance reserve or an ambulance fund.
Budget for in reserve.
You have to use fund balance for that.
Okay. No, you should really earmark for projects.
You can earmark for projects, yeah.
Yeah.
With fund balance.
So this is going
to be. So move that $15,000 into the fund balance and earmark it for ambulance.
Or just move it to the equipment line.
Equipment line.
Right. Yeah. I like that idea.
Move it to equipment. I mean, it's visible there, but then George has to know that, you know, that we got.
Well, he can't spend the candy jar.
So zero out this, and then increase his equipment to 30.
And we'll see. I'll try to see. Okay. Maybe we can create a line for, you know, ambulance reserve. I don't see why we can't. Really.
Just make it a project.
Right.
You make it a project.
That you can.
We'll check on that.
Yeah.
All right, so now here we go. Now is the principal interest thing here that we got going on.
So those are all.
Those are in the back of your book, the debt.
The debt.
How much was left on everything.
Yeah. Okay. On the postage, I mean, Pitney Bowes, I was going to ask. I know we had $200 on the meter, but do we have any money on account with Pitney Bowes?
It wasn't how much?
$222.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it was pretty much.
Okay, good. That I know it's not. Everything's good on the sheet then? It's pretty good.
What's the infrastructure? Is that this year?
Yeah.
Is that Town Hall?
That one.
The infrastructure bond?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Under interest? Okay. Now at least we'll see something on the building. Everything good on this page?
Good. Yeah, right. 51.
So that should be good.
How's that going with that? Just is one question. The 2023 tenant is 63214 of cement sewer. The adopted in 22 was 68. It's down to 5,000.
It's the
debt service.
No, the debt service one.
The debt service is down 5,000.
The debt service is down 5,000.
Oh, okay.
So something.
Yeah, I think one of them got paid off.
Right. So you go down.
That's a combination of like three different debts.
Can we get any report from Joe about that plan?
Not a couple years.
Just when something breaks.
What he needs is UV rate, lights and things. That's only when things are needed. We probably should. Yeah, we should start a committee for our sewer districts a little bit. Really, there's a good thing. There's a lot of stuff out there.
None of them have any type of fund in case something breaks. So,
yeah, I'll say that. So we're going to try to do something. We'll be in Jefferson, right?
That one does have.
We're going to have a fund balance in there.
Well, that one does have, but the other ones, like it. The plant cement breaks, there's no, you got to take a bottle and fix it.
Exactly. We don't have much account balance at all down there?
I have to check, but we do have, yeah.
It's minimal.
For cement and sewer?
Yes.
Yeah, we have some.
Because, I mean, that is important, but you know.
What's the population of cement?
3.
At least 48.
No, it's probably about
2 to 300 people maybe?
Yeah. Is there still that many?
Yeah.
2 to 300
Everyone, everyone lives in every house. There's no empty houses. There's no.
Maybe that's
a little hot.
Maybe 10
There's no house just connected to the sewer system. So. And the sports are closed for sale.
Yeah. Okay. But let's check. But we should know. I mean, through our due diligence, we should know how much money is in those accounts that they report out. See, and then we should talk to Joe if there's any maintenance, because planning for those events are probably very.
How much do we pay Joe?
It's a contract. We.
And
we looked into that.
Well, it's pretty reasonable, actually.
4 years, 5 years ago, we talked about having the village take over, and it wasn't cost effective.
Yeah.
Any word on when that ESU is going to close out?
We are
no,
closed.
I have not heard the actual. I was going to ask you guys.
Haven't heard.
November.
Next year.
I call you like 23,000 on interest.
Probably because we switched.
Because how we went down, how we're paying, right? Because we're graduated, right? So how we went down on the interest rate to 24,000?
Where are we now?
We're
at
zero. We're 2023 is zero.
Well, because the bands went away, right? Because now, right?
Are you talking about lead sewer now?
Yeah, lead sewer.
So, yeah, we have no interest because now we're going to
no
long term.
Term,
which
long-term,
the 271.
Long-term.
And what we did is just absorb it for now in the contractual so we can, it stays the same, the actual full payment is the same. But that's in case of like we need pumps, we need something.
Right, so we're counteracting with what we say there, and everybody's going to stay flat for multiple years, and we're going to try to build up the O&M so that we
right.
have money on account.
Mm-hmm.
Is the plan without, and you know, it's not going to be any on the owner for at least 5 or 10 years. Okay, 53.
Lots of zeros.
That's all contractual, right?
Yep.
22.
What page?
54. I think the only it's not even big. I mean, we with leads. I mean, whatever. You're 177 or something, they're up there total. 30 or 40. They're going to go 166. I got somewhere written down in the folder. Now, that's just, when you look at leads, that's just our contribution, and then you got another $35,000 or so. But I think they're at 166.
Yeah, they're just under Kiskatown, right?
Kiskatown's 180. They just went up to.
We are the cheapest.
Yes, yeah, the smallest. Yeah.
Most efficient and.
That's the fund.
Yeah. So that's reflective of fund. I'd like to get back to Athens and see where you know where they're going to land on it. They talk with Patrick. We're going to have two board members, their board of directors, and hopefully two people from Athens. If there's anything that wants to hash, it's hashed around there a little bit. And we don't have to talk about that now, but we get, you know, they got $150,000. So they got $150,000 in a new truck fund, leads, which is good. They got $50,000 in an emergency fund, and they got $40,000 left in their checking account for operations.
Where did all this money come from when they were broke?
They sold the one truck. But I mean, they've been depleting. I mean, if they got $40,000, maybe they got a couple of more months to go. And $50,000, you know, it's not. I don't know if it's a lot of money, to be honest with you, but it's better than being broke. But I mean, if you mortgage your future, then it's just going to get ugly with your farm. So I mean,
oh, but we're going from 2021 was 108,000 to 2023 to 131. I mean, that's a 23,000
acre. It's like 18 years. Let's say we're in 2025. I don't know what the number was last year. I didn't look it up. But this is reflective of 5%. And I will again. It's a board decision. I mean, if you guys want to handle it, not be there, that's fine too. I mean, let's get into that. I don't want to do five, but if we can do a three.
I'm saying you're not good with what's on here, you know what I mean? Right.
Because,
again, from 2021 to 2023, that's a $23,000 increase.
Right, I hit it. Right.
And they have, like you said, some reserves.
Well, what's a new truck cost, Patrick? I mean, you have to mortgage that out. I mean, or bond it.
$600,000 with prices today.
I mean, if people, anybody buying a truck that has like an international chassis on it, put a body on it, or is everybody go custom now?
Custom.
Very good.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's not here, our decision, but I mean, that's reflective of a five. And when we're chance of getting a public hearing before, we're going to probably finalize our budget before we have a public hearing at the moment, right?
Yeah.
But it seems like, you know, it's kind of quiet when you start going north a little bit too. It's kind of crazy. Mm-hmm. You know,
the old fire hydrants.
But you know, we had that in the contract under our budget. Okay, so leads is done. This is done. So there is a good indicator. What's so 66? I mean, look at their change. They're going up 92 to 9,200. That's a 5% for this. Again, it's not our decisions there, but so they could be $30,000 higher than these two. Hamilton, obviously $30,000 less. There's a place.
What was the EMS?
Yeah, first responders. Okay.
Why are you looking at that?
56, not very changes that they don't pay there. The hires. Village didn't raise higher fees. Cement lighting. The lighting aspect of the LEDs, we talked about that a little bit, but until they're really in until we see the results of that, we talked about that a little bit the other night. And I have no idea what districts those lights are going to come in. Christian, she sent that out, and the other ones are a mystery. I would say the sodium lights are down at the ballpark. That's and the rest of them, I have no idea what they're representing for.
Well, there's some nickel hydride.
What do we got left?
Fund balance.
Fund balances.
So, that's a loaded question. I think if we come up with 175, that's a good choice.
So you got 88,000, Kirsten, on the other one?
She's gone. Too late.
What?
No. You got $88,000 in, $88,000 at least going into the B fund?
You want 88 instead of 48? Okay.
Well, because what was the other?
That's right.
Because the lawyer fees thing we were talking about, so that's 40. And with their fund balance, we might even want to draw that up to 100K. I think I did an example like that. Still,
you want anything in A?
A, you got to put 100K in there at least. I had an example, I just can't find 100.
And B, 88 or 100?
100.
Let's go 100.
100 and 100.
And what do we got here? We might want to bring in even. See what it looks like. Please. I'm not angling myself. Papers, but I did do it.
Well, if you do 100 and 100, we should be at about 42,000, roughly. Right?
executive session motion, please.
Okay. And then you're going to come back into the meeting, correct?
We're going to come back.
Okay. So motion.
Maybe possibly make motion, Mike, Patrick?
The reason. And the reason?
For a legal matter.
Okay.